President Joe Biden pushes more gun control before facts are known in Georgia shooting. By A.W.R. Hawkins on September 4, 2024. President Biden responded to the shooting at Georgia's Appalachee High School by pushing myriad gun controls before facts on the shooting were known. The Washington Post noted, authorities have not released details about the weapon used in the shootings, but Biden called on Congress to ban assault weapons. Biden's entire statement was published on whitehouse.gov, where he said, in part, "After decades of inaction, Republicans in Congress must finally say enough is enough and work with Democrats to pass common-sense gun safety legislation. We must ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines once again, require safe storage of firearms, enact universal background checks, and end immunity for gun manufacturers. These measures will not bring those who were tragically killed today back, but it will help prevent more tragic gun violence from ripping more families apart." Again, Biden is pushing all these gun controls before the type of firearm or the means of firearm acquisition are known. Moreover, Biden also asked Congress to change the law so that gun manufacturers can be sued. Biden has been pushing this since at least February 24, 2020, when he referenced gun makers, telling them, "I'm going to take you down." A.W.R. Hawkins, Universal Background Checks Equals Gun Registry. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio, a member of Gun Owners of America, a Pulsar Night Vision Pro staffer, and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010 and has a PhD in military history. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly, @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.